Good afternoon, sir. Good morning. I believe that Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Valenzuela, can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Bernardino Valenzuela, 114404.
All right. Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning to you.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on November 21st. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And on that form were your hearing rights, and one of your hearing rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. I don't see an attorney with you. I don't think we have an attorney here. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's just fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. And you see us on the video screen. All the way at the other end for me is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Right in the center of the bench is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today.
Hello, good morning, Tony.
Also with us in the room is Mr. Osborne. There you'll be able to see Mr. Osborne. He's representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer today. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So Mr. Valenzuela and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do, ma'am.
Thank you. So, Mr. Valenzuela, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I will start, I'll read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. And then that will essentially be phase one of the hearing. So do you understand the process?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. Let's start phase one then. And here is the allegation. It is that you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number two as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at Traditions at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix on or about April 22nd, 2017, as verbally directed on May 22nd, as verbally directed on May 22nd. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder. Mr. Valenzuela, is that true or false?
It's true, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Valenzuela's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
I agree.
Thank you. Hold on just one second. Now, Mr. Valenzuela, I see that you have, okay, I take that back. We can move to phase two of your hearing, and we're going to determine now if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Osborne is going to give us some background information, just kind of about how your supervision went and about you in general, so we can get to know you a little bit. So just hang on the line. We'll be right back with you, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Valenzuela was released from DOC custody on May 19th of 2017. He was arrested on October 18th of 2017 at the Phoenix Police Department on absconder warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 149 absconders with a community supervision end date of November 16th of 2018. Current conviction, 2014, promoting prison contraband, 2 years. Prior convictions, 1995, aggravated assault, 6 years, 6 months. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year, 9 months. And 2011, aggravated assault, 6 years. He's had three terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is STG and gang information noted. for AMP Eastside Garfield. Prior term to supervision, 2001, TIS completion, 11 months. And 2009, TIS calendar, 36 days, return to custody and revoked. He has a significant disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 1991, aggravated assault, AZ juvenile probation. 1993, theft of means of transportation, AZ juvenile probation. 1994, marijuana violation, AZ juvenile probation. 2005, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of G7, B8, and I do have status and charges from October 19th of 2017, which is after his arrest. And there are currently felony charges for promoting prison contraband, so something must have returned with him to the department. Thank you.
All right, back to you, Mr. Bernardino. It looks like you were approved to live at Traditions, but you didn't go there. Why didn't you go there?
There's no excuse. I should have gone, and I took it upon myself to return to my family's home. I have no excuse. I should have done what I was supposed to, and I'm not going to try and make up an excuse. All I can do is say I apologize. I should have done what I was supposed to, and I didn't.
Is your family here?
I have full responsibility for that.
Is your family here in Phoenix, or where is your family?
Yes, ma'am.
In Phoenix?
Cashin.
Okay, all right. So you went home. Did you have a job? Were you working at all? Or?
Yes, I was.
And what do you do?
I was working in roofing.
Okay, so you're a roofer. All right. And if you were, will you have that job when you get out again? Will you be able
yes,
to get
I
that
will.
Back? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Why did you not stay in contact with your parole officer, sir?
I told him I had my address from the beginning, and I was already approved to Traditions. And when I went to see him on the day of my release, I let him know that I had an address to be released to, and that I didn't have the money to go into Traditions. And I honestly didn't know that I had a grace period to come up with the money to pay for the classes and whatnot, or for the housing. And so I was afraid that he was going to violate me just on that, so I just left. But again, I take full responsibility. I should have done everything I could have to have been able to stay there, and I didn't.
All right, so Mr. Valenzuela, it looks like you have, just based on information Mr. Osborne provided us, there are several different offenses dating back to 91, and I guess that would have been a juvenile offense, and then adult
yeah.
offenses. I see three different times aggravated assault.
Yeah.
Have you taken anger management course? What happens?
I just completed my anger management. I brought the pamphlet with me. I have to turn it in today, and I just completed my substance abuse. I have a certificate for that. I just completed that last week. I finished my anger management book today. I have to turn it in.
In those cases where there's an aggravated assault, were you using drugs or alcohol at the time?
I was using. I was really high on meth and drinking a lot, yes.
Okay, so what, do you use other drugs besides alcohol and meth?
I used to use heroin too.
Okay. And when was the last time you used heroin?
Oh, it's been at least 3 years, 4 years.
Okay, so 3 or 4 years ago, okay. All right. Let's see, it looks like you were referred for your analysis, but you didn't submit any UAs. Were you using drugs at all while you were in community supervision?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
I wasn't, no.
Okay. And what were you doing? You absconded, you know, you weren't in contact with your parole officer for 149 days. What were you doing during that time?
Working. I may have been on the run, but I was still taking care of my responsibilities as far as my children go and my house. And I heard what the officer said right there, or the parole officer said, about me promoting prison contraband, that I must have come into prison with something when I got arrested. That's false. I'm fighting that case because when I was in Winchester unit, during the search, and everything is stated in the paperwork, well, during the search, the inmates across from me had taken whatever it was they had. It was some spice, I believe, and a telephone, and threw it onto my bed to avoid getting caught with it. So that's why I'm going through the protected custody hearing now, because I can't go on to a general population yard, because I'm going to court against those couple of gentlemen.
Okay, all right.
The other inmates.
All right, got it. Let's see, I thought of something else to ask you, and then I have forgotten it again. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. No questions? All right. Mr. Valenzuela, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement to the board. If you do that, you're welcome to do that, but we just ask you not repeat something you've already told us. So what would you like us to know?
Well, first of all I can do is apologize for my misconduct. I take full responsibility, but now I have my girlfriend who is pregnant, due next month. My responsibilities are a lot greater than it was just when it was me. And if you guys give me a chance to be reinstated, whatever I have to do, any classes I have to take, I'll do whatever it takes to prove that I am worthy of being out there. I had just got done doing 7 years, and yes, I've made many, many mistakes, and I've always admitted to each and every single one of my mistakes, and I've always dealt with the consequences as they were given to me. And the same goes for here and now and today, and whatever you guys decide, I know it's because you guys see fit to do what needs to be done as far as my custody goes. And I'll respect that. And I thank you for giving me the chance to come and speak to you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir. I just remembered what I was going to ask. You mentioned that you have kids. In addition to the one on the way, how many kids do you have?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters. Okay. And how old are they?
13 and 10.
Okay.
And they live with me.
Okay. So who's taking care of them now while you're here?
My girlfriend.
Okay, so they're with your girlfriend. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Well, Mr. Valenzuela, the board is going to go into discussion. We operate under the open meeting law, so we haven't discussed your case before right now. It's the first time. And we do our discussion in public, so you'll be able to listen to it. All we'd ask is you just stay on the phone, and we'll be back with you with a decision. All right, Mr. Valenzuela? All right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Valenzuela is a young man, relatively speaking, compared to me, he's young, and has a good job skill, or as a roofer, certainly those are well in demand. He unfortunately did not stay at his assigned residence of traditions, went home instead, thought he didn't have the money to pay, but didn't realize he could defer that. So for whatever reason, he left. and did not stay in contact with his parole officer. He has quite a long history of in the criminal justice system, including some aggravated assaults that did involve drug use, and then the current conviction is a prison contraband. And this is one he's convicted of, in addition to the one he's fighting. He, to my view, does not look like a good candidate for community supervision, since he's had a prior term of community supervision in 09, during which he absconded for 36 days. And on this term, he has absconded for 149 days, although he was working. I believe he was working, but we still do not know what he was doing during those days. So I'm feeling he's not a good candidate for community supervision, but I'm open to the wisdom of my fellow board members.
I agree with you.
I agree.
All right, thank you, Dan. All right, then I'm going to move, based on information and warrant number 2017W2074, information provided by Mr. Osborne of the Department of Corrections, and our discussion with Mr. Valenzuela. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision, as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 149 days, during which time we have no idea. He may have been doing positive things, but we don't know that because he failed to stay in touch with his parole officer. So that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
All right, thank you. Mr. Valenzuela, you heard the board's discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You heard why. We don't want you to look at this as a negative, but please do take the time. I'm glad that you were able to finish your anger management there and to finish your substance abuse. Wishing you the best with dealing with your drug problem. The meth is a very serious problem to have, and want you to succeed, but for now, the best place is for you to remain where you are. So, sir, thank you very much for participating in your hearing, and this is the end of your hearing, and if you'd give the phone back to your CO3. Thanks so much.